She's going to tell us a little bit about her way of life. Can you tell me a little bit about your family and your education background?
Well, I'm Dulcie Whitman. I live in Altoona, Route, 1900 De Hicks Road. My father and mother bought this property. My father bought this property before he married. My mother and father built their home after they were married. And, of course, my father was, I like to think of him as a very progressive man. Of course, it was hard in those days, but anyway, he cut the timber from his land and built their home. And, of course, as time went on, he farmed, and then, of course, he added things like a grist mill that he could help the community with, and grinding meal for them. And later on, he added a shingle mill so he could saw shingles for people to cover their homes. And then he put up a small sawmill he could cut lumber with. And, of course, as time went on, he added things like he dug back into the hill and built a ice house because you didn't have refrigeration then. And in that ice house, he fixed a big section in the background where he'd haul big blocks of ice and put it in. It would last for weeks. And then, of course, in that, we had our meat. He would kill a beef and hang it in there, and we'd have steaks and roasts and beef stew and that sort of thing. Of course, we always had the hogs, and in that way they would cure their own meat and have good bacon and ham and like people in the country have. Then, of course, he liked to have things. I guess perhaps we had the first T-model Ford in the section of country. And he had a tractor that he turned land with. We had a saddle horse. My mother, at that time, had a nice buggy that she could hitch her horse up to and drive into town. That time they had a liver stable where she could go and have her buggy and horse taken care of until she got ready to go back home. And of course, we went to grammar school. And then there's five of us. I had four brothers, and I was the only girl in the family. And when we finished grammar school, we went for 2 years to Interwalk High School. Then West End High School, West End was made into a high school. Then my father bought a school bus and let my brother drive it, and he helped support the school. And we all, of course, the children in the community had a way of getting into school. Then another thing we had was a dairy farm. I had about 10 Jersey cows. And in that way, my brothers had a way of making them some money. They would carry the milk into town and had them around. They'd furnish all the people with milk and of course, buttermilk and butter and that sort of thing that went along with it. We had a big tank out in our yard, about 1,500 gallons of water. And my father had a gasoline engine, had a well, and he pumped that tank full of water. It furnished the house and furnished the barn for the cattle to have water to drink. Then we, of course, finished high school at Walnut Grove, and my father carried me over to Jacksonville, and he was very particular with me, and he told me all the things that I needed to do when he put me in college, all the things that I'd expect, and he left me over there and gave me a checkbook, and he said, now, I've carried you far as can. Whatever you are, whatever you will ever be, you've got to make it yourself. And he left me at Jacksonville. And of course, I stayed there 2 years, and then I met the man that said he wanted to marry me, and of course, I finished 3 years in Jacksonville. And then that summer in June, well, we of course had a big wedding, and he let me go back to school and finish 3 years. And then of course I studied some correspondence courses from Peabody, and then I would go back to school in the summer. I got to teach after 3 years, and then I would go in the summer, and so I finished. My husband was an accountant, and he worked with his father in his business in Albertville. And of course, we lived then in Albertville. And I taught school there for 12 years. And we went to the First Baptist Church. And I worked in the primary department. And Mr. Whitten had done, he did work in the church. We had a beautiful time doing our church work as well as the other phases of our life. We bought our home and worked in that. We finished it and we lived there for the 12 years. And then my husband decided he'd like to go with the government. And he took his examinations and got on the register, and then he could make his own decision on what field he wanted to work, and so they gave him a job with both the federal and the state, so he decided to stay at that point. We left Albertville and sold our home there.
Well, when you moved to Montgomery, tell us about your missionary work.
We went to the church. We went to Montgomery. We had to live in an apartment for 7 years before we could find a place to build us a home. And we went to the Capitol Heights Baptist Church during those years. And, of course, I was worked in the primary department there and worked with the GAs. I spent 2 years at the church with the GAs, and then they elected me Montgomery County GA counselor, and I worked at that 2 years. And during that time, during the 2 years, well, all over Montgomery County, all the Baptist churches I worked with, and we, all the GA counselors taught their children, and we made the we worked real hard to have Queen's crown at the end of the year. So at the end of 2 years, well, we had 21 girls that had reached the height of being crowned queen of the GA. So we had a great coronation service at Capitol Heights Baptist Church, Mary S. Stevens with the Baptist headquarters crowned the girls, and we had a beautiful ceremony for that occasion. About 200 people attended, and we had a big tea following that, honoring the girls who had been crowned queens. We felt it was a great accomplishment. And then, of course, I taught my pastor, Brother Edge, asked me to teach young ladies Sunday school class, and of course I didn't feel capable of doing that because I felt like that grown people, this was not my category, so I refused, but they all made me teach, so I decided to teach the young ladies. They were all business ladies, and secretaries, and teachers, and that field of work. Then I taught that class 20 or 15 years, and we had a beautiful time all during that time. And of course, my mother and father at that time, they got both kind of incapacitated and had to have my attention a little bit, so I would have to leave Montgomery and come up, see about them, get them out, kind of straightened out, and help them a little. I did that for a number of years, and they had accomplished a great thing. My father was kind of an inventor. He was always messing and doing something, and he came up with a product known. Well, they had to work with it about 5 or 6 or 7 years before they ever got a name for it, and they had it analyzed at the University of Alabama, and Dr. Jack Montgomery was the man that named it for him. After he analyzed it, and he suggested a name to be sent to Washington to have it registered, and they had submitted several names, but they were not accepted. But when he sent the word Kimmerendine to Washington, well, it was accepted, and Dr. Jack Montgomery at the University of Alabama helped them with that. And of course they had to have a lot of help with Dr. Peckinpah. He was a state chemist, and he devoted a lot of time to them and helped them with their product. And of course Dr. Burns was he and his family was a good friend of the family, and he helped my father and mother with their products and everything. And of course he worked it out on animals, and it worked real good on animals, and especially dairy cows. They could use it on the udder, and then they could use the milk, and they would have to give up the milk. So those were great accomplishments at that time. Then of course they used it on, after using it on human beings, and then Dr. Burns, of course, he had a son, Robert Burns, who was finished in medical school as a, of course he was going to be a surgeon actually, but he was a doctor for all of the medical field actually, but he did surgery too. He was a surgeon too. So he helped my mother and father with community. And that's why his father told him, said, don't ever let them down because they've got something. Just help them out in a minute. And so he did, and he spent an awful lot of his time with Kimmerendine. He worked on burns and sores and all phases of skin diseases, and found it very worthwhile. He certainly did stick to them through it all. And of course he had heart surgery, and in other words he worked himself to death with all of his patients, and he died. So, but it's still going, the Kimmerendine. Still, I sell it to people all over the United States. And you'd just be surprised the people that call for it from Georgia to California and Florida and New York and Minnesota and Wyoming and just Texas. I get big orders from all these places, and it has been a wonderful medication. Maybe one day it'll be great. We hope so. Anyway, I think it's pretty good the way it has accomplished to this period.
Okay.